Valley Fellowship Church is a Spirit-empowered community of faith in Huntsville, Alabama. We pray that this recording helps you to connect with God and with other people. More resources are available at valleyfellowship.com.
Today I'm here to encourage you dads that I'm still standing and you can still be standing too. And there's four big keys I'm hoping that'll drop into your spirit today that'll cause you to still be standing to see what God has in mind for you. Don't quit. You know, I've been married 31 years and I'm not quitting this year. Coming up this year will be 31 years. And Patty was talking about that. And I tell you what, in 31 years I've learned a lot about my wife, a lot about women, but there's still a lot more that I'm learning. You know, Todd Gangle, I know you're part of that. I wish I had my hair dad club, but I remember years ago you told me a story and I thought it just exemplifies that knowledge that I'm trying to gain. And here's my version of the story you told me. You actually told me this at an old when Baumhauer's first opened up. I don't remember that, but it was noteworthy in my mind because, you know, sometimes someone tells you lots of jokes and they just, you know, they hang around like the hair in the back of my head, not very much. And then sometimes it's just noteworthy. You know, there's something important about him, and I kind of jotted it down. And I think this is kind of the way you told it, Todd. Something like this. A man walking along a California beach was deep in prayer when all of a sudden a loud booming voice came from heaven and the sky clouded over him. And he heard the Lord say, "Because you've been faithful to me in all your ways, I'll grant you one wish." The man thought for a second. He always wanted to be able to go back and forth to Hawaii. Do you remember this story? He remembers it. And the Lord, he said to the Lord, "Lord, build me a bridge so I can drive over anytime I want." There was a pause, and the voice began to speak from heaven a little more quietly. "Your request is very materialistic, enormous undertaking with lots of concrete and steel involved. I could do it. But you know what? That desire is very worldly. It would take a lot of time. It might affect some other people's desires in a bad way. Would you think of another wish you would like for me to give you so that it would honor and glorify me?" Well, the man thought about it for a long time, and finally he said, "Lord, I wish that I could understand women. I want to know what they feel inside, what they're thinking, and I want to know what they mean when they say nothing. Thank you, Lord. And I want to know how to make my wife happy." And there was a long pause, and finally the booming voice from heaven said, "Do you want two lanes or four lanes on that bridge?" Thank you, Todd. Appreciate that. Let me tell you what, if you're believing God for something and it's taking longer than you thought or longer than you expected, you still need to stand and hold on to it. If you're praying according to God's promises, no matter how long you've been standing, don't give up. You don't realize how close you are to your victory today. Too many miss out on God's best because they give up too soon. Paul would write in Galatians to the believers there a word of encouragement. And I like how Eugene Peterson paraphrases it in the Message. Beginning in verse 9, here's the words. So let us not allow ourselves to get fatigued. There are so many dads that get fatigued in doing good. There are so many people that get fatigued and they miss out on the harvest. They miss out on the best that God has for them because they quit doing the thing they're called to do. You know, sometimes people think, well, it's a season of summer and there's people moving and going. And we think, well, we're celebrating people departing. I'm here to tell you today, we're celebrating people standing firm, doing what they know to do is right because there's a harvest that's going to come with that. Listen to what he says. Don't allow yourself to get fatigued doing good. At the right time, love this, we will harvest a good crop if we don't give up or quit. Right now, therefore, every time we get the chance, let us work for the benefit of all. And look at this, starting with the people closest to us. Come on, rub elbows with your wife. Say, "Honey, that's you. You're the one close." Every man should be putting his arm around his wife right now and say, "Yes, honey, that's you. I'm going to work for your benefit. And you're the person closest to me, particularly those in the community of faith." Let me tell you what, receiving and seeing the harvest takes faith and patience and commitment and faithfulness. In fact, it's kind of amazing. The kind of faith and patience we need is really developed when we experience difficulties and burdens. That's what allows us to recognize we've got true commitment and faithfulness. And to still be standing, number one, dads, you need to understand delay is not denial. Hold on, hold fast, hold out. A delay is not a denial, but often there's a time and God is doing a work preparing you for the promise. You know, it's very hard when we can't see God doing, at least on the outside. We can't see God in action, but that doesn't mean he's not acting on our behalf. We, though, so quickly want the answer right then. You know, we're like Abraham who gets the promise. But, you know, thankfully, Abraham is the father of faith because he held on. He held on. Yes, he wasn't perfect, but he held on. You and I can grow from that. We can look at those examples and we can grow in our own life knowing that just because there's a delay in an answer to prayer, just because our son or our granddaughter is not yet born again, doesn't mean that that promise of household salvation, that we should give up on it. Let me tell you, today you are closer to your moment of victory than you were yesterday. Don't bail now. Don't quit. Don't give up. I mean, some of y'all are about to bail on a situation where God's like, you just don't recognize what tomorrow's going to bring. You don't know what's going to happen this afternoon. You know, just because you don't see God working doesn't mean he's not working. And I wrote this in the margin of my Bible some time ago, and it was a preacher who was quoting from someone else. It goes back, and I do not know what time frame it was, but it was someone who had excellent English. And here was the phrase. They said, we would pluck our mercies green when the Lord would have them ripe. What an expression. We so quickly wanted in this instant gratification that we're like, well, God, just give it to me now. And God's like, no, it's not time yet. Denials are not what he's doing. It's just a delay because God doesn't work according to our timetable, but he is working. So I'm still standing. So wherever you are, God has you there for a reason. It's to flourish. It's to bloom. Listen to that phrase again. We would pluck our mercies green when the Lord would have them ripe. Let me tell you, your harvest, the harvest of a good crop is ripening. And your moment of harvest is coming. The psalmist would praise God in Psalm 92, verses 1 through 12 through 15. He'd say, the righteous will flourish. Everybody say flourish. Dad, you're called to flourish. Do you know that? That means that you've got green leaves, you got fruit, you're a fruitful person, like a palm tree that grow like a cedar in Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. Do you know, dads, you're called to be planted in God's house? Your planting in God's house has a greater impact upon the destiny of your kids than even moms do. And when you show up at God's house, it communicates to your kids incredible things. It communicates to your grandkids. Listen to what God's word says. It says that righteous will bear fruit in old age. They'll stay fresh and green. Mom likes praying that one a lot. Proclaiming the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no wickedness in God. What's God saying there? Bloom where you're planted. The righteous flourish. Just because you don't see anything happening doesn't mean God's not working. And listen to this. Just because you don't see it on the outside doesn't mean there's not something going on inside that's very important. You're growing, you're developing. No matter what season you're in today, God wants you to bloom right where you are. That doesn't mean you shouldn't dream or plan for the future. And it doesn't mean you're always going to be in that current situation. But you've got a chance to be your best with God's strength in the middle of wherever it is. And also to be your best on the way to where you're headed. So go out each day, have that smile on your face, have that spring in your step, have that joy about what God has in plan for you. Because guess what? Don't get fatigued. Because you will harvest a good crop if you're still standing. Bloom where you're planted. Give God glory in everything you do. And let God work in and through you every day. Number two, if you're going to still be standing, you've got to understand company is not cooperation. Now, I struggle with this one, but this was a thought I had. I kind of went through all kinds of words. I was like, association is not collaboration. Affiliation is not participation. Acquaintance is not assistance. Friendship is not partnership or accountability. And I settled on company is not cooperation. And some of you are like, I like one of those other ones better. That's okay. I'm the one preaching today, and I chose this one. But here's what was in my heart. Guess what? There are some people that just keep their friends because they've just always had those friends. You've got to be careful what and who you let into your life. To keep standing, you've got to be careful what and who you have into your life. Choose to be around people who are going to encourage you and fill your heart and your thoughts with the word and mind of God. Company is not cooperation. Why do I say that? Because sometimes your company wants to pull you away. They don't want you to have the harvest because they've already abandoned it. Sometimes it's people that have quit church, even at Valley Fellowship, and they'll speak into your life. Oh, you just need to come here. They'll speak discontentment to you. And sometimes people wrongly take that God discontentment where God's trying to push them to be more motivated and take a new level of service, and they actually misunderstand it and think, well, I'm supposed to quit here, and they get uprooted and try to go plant someplace else, and literally they've delayed the good harvest they could have. I remember talking to someone years ago. There was someone that was here at Valley, and they spoke to me. And they said, well, God's calling me here. And I knew I had a clear word, and I spoke it to them. And I said, here's what I see. God says you've got a choice. You can do that. But you're getting ready to enter a season of harvest if you stay here. If you go there, there's going to be a period of hardship. God can still bless you. He's going to do that. But you don't have to experience it if you choose to be here. And I remember it was a friend of mine, and what they said is, well, I've chose to go anyway, even if it's hard. You know what happened? They went through some hard stuff. They did. Now, praise God, God's not done in their life. But you know what? There's times in our life you've got to choose to have your company around you that is people that encourage you, because sometimes the people around you are not cooperating with what God wants to do in your life. And man, you've got to understand, some of your friends are going to inspire you to have complacent games. Some of your company is going to say, hey, just sit here and watch this with me. If you've got a friend who's enticing you to sit there and watch soft pornography on TV, he's not your friend. He's company you need to get away from. Stop the complacent games. Unplug from unhealthy Facebook. Kill the porn habit and invite ungodly friends to hit the road. Dads, you're called to lead, to love, and to die if necessary for your family. So be careful what and who you let in to your life. Number three, to still be standing. Understand that accusation is not confirmation. Some people hear a word or criticism and they're like, oh yeah. I know the old joke is, you know, if one person calls you a donkey, ignore it. You know, but if three people call you a donkey, buy a saddle. I know, you know, but again, you can't be that kind of person. Just because the enemy uses even a godly person to speak a word of accusation or doubt or confusion to you, don't let that be a confirmation of the enemy's truth. No, accusation is not that. You know, sometimes it's the accusation of the comfort zone. You know, the comfort zone accusation. Well, you're just comfortable, you know, that you need to come and join me down here, you know, at the bar. You need to come and join me, to, you know, to try to move you really out of the place of your promise. Don't rehearse the accusations of the enemy, no matter who's speaking them to you. Quit dwelling on the negative things that people have said about you. You don't have to have everyone's approval. But you know, sometimes people walk around, they're in such fear, you know, they've had criticism come their way. Any of y'all know what I'm talking about? Even had a look come your way that just lays you low. You know, discouraging words come your way. You know, what is your reaction when you're at that receiving end? Well, you need to understand that accusation is not confirmation of what the devil wants. Because God doesn't accuse you. He is going to stir you. Here's what's amazing about Holy Spirit conviction. He'll convict you of sin because he wants you to repent and be forgiven, because it's better for you than that sin you're holding on to. But the enemy, he comes, he doesn't bring conviction, he brings condemnation. And what's that? It's that general sense of malaise. You just feel guilty all the time. It's that sense of, oh, you don't deserve to have anything. You don't deserve to have your answers to prayer. You're really a bad person. You remember what you did in the past. You remember what you're probably going to do in the future. You remember what you did last night. You remember how you should be better. Let me tell you, that's not conviction. That's condemnation. And the Bible says in Romans that God has not given you condemnation, but freedom. He's given you freedom in Christ. He's given you freedom. Conviction comes. Holy Spirit, it's going to be pinpoint. It's going to be, here's this. And sometimes you're not sure, so you just ask Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, shine your spotlight. I promise you, Holy Spirit is good at his job, is very good at his job. If you were truly honest with God, say, God, come on. He won't bring accusation. It'll be the truth. It'll bring conviction. And then whenever you repent, God is faithful and just to forgive you your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9. So accusation is not confirmation. So don't accept criticism as confirmation you're a loser. Somebody needs to hear that this morning. Some dad in here needs to hear it. I know sometimes, ladies, you like telling us lots of words, and every once in a while, dads are just like, honey, just quit talking. But even those accusations, no matter who's saying it, there's some truth that we've got to hear from criticism, right? We've got to be aware. Sometimes there's stuff we've got to correct, right? If you haven't figured that out, dad, you better figure it out. I figured that out with ladies. God help me, or build that bridge to Hawaii, either one. That'll be fine. But you know what? Accusation is not confirmation. I could dwell on that a little bit more, but here's my last one. Number four, darkness to still be standing. Understand, darkness is not defeat. Darkness. Every one of us are going to experience some trouble. Remember what Galatians said, don't be fatigued in doing what's right. It's not over. Darkness comes, storms arise, trouble stirs, circumstances change, people will leave you. But Jesus says, John 14, 27, peace I leave with you. The Amplified says, my perfect peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Let my perfect peace calm you in every circumstance and give you courage and strength for every challenge. Every challenge. You know, I know some people walk around and instead of it being the armor of God, they've got on this armor of protection around, you know, because they've heard so many words and they feel like they're in a dark place. How many of y'all know sometimes the weight of our self-armor keeps us exhaustingly braced for the attacks, but not victorious in them? We're so braced, we're wearing the luggage and the baggage of the stuff that's on there, that when we hit that darkness, we're scared. That we've got to understand our spiritual armor. And another place, not just Ephesians 6, another place in Scripture, it describes our spiritual armor as an armor of light. And light dispels darkness. Light dispels darkness. We were declaring in the worship, God is fighting for us, pushing back the darkness. You know, maybe it's not happening on your timetable today, but don't live defeated and don't foolishly try to make it happen on your own. Don't pull an Abraham stunt where he's like, okay, well, I'll sleep with my handmaiden because that's the way the world does it, and then cause someone outside of God's promise that's still bringing difficulty for Israelis, you know, and Arabs. Their fight still continues on. In fact, most of the time, people sometimes, because God's delaying or they're in a period of darkness, they'll literally try to make something happen. In fact, some people are working overtime trying to change things they really can't change. And frustration comes from trying to control things you can't control. Maybe you don't get that promotion on the timetable you thought, but you can remain faithful, trusting that promotion really comes from the Lord. That's what God's Word says. Somebody hurts you. You can't control that as long as we live in this world. Someone's going to say something or do something that hurts you. But you can control whether or not you'll be offended, whether you'll hold on to bitterness. You can continue to love like you've never been hurt. Life happens. You can't control everything going on in this sinful world, but you can control whether you live upset or worried. Listen to how the last part of John 14:27 is translated in the Amplified Classic, AMPC. Stop allowing yourselves, Jesus says, stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed. And do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. Let me tell you, you can control your response to what happens. You can control your attitude to what happens. Don't waste time living offended, upset, or discouraged. I'm still standing today. Delay is not denial. Company is not necessarily cooperation. Accusation is not confirmation of the enemy's lies. And darkness is not defeat. Paul wrote and said, let's not allow ourselves to be fatigued doing good. At the right time, we will harvest a good crop if we don't give up or quit. You are faithful in the small. Let me tell you today, those of y'all have been faithful. Dads, you've been faithful in the small. Some of y'all, you thought no one noticed that incredibly duty you performed of that diaper. But God saw it. Some of you are sitting out there and say, God didn't know I was picking up trash after people were never wearing it. But God saw it. God sees when you're faithful in the small and you're moving toward the big thing that God has in store. Your work is significant for God. There's more ahead of you. The harvest might be today. It might be tomorrow. It might be next week or next month or next year. But you'll still be standing if you remember not to be fatigued. And don't get sidetracked by all these other stuff. So I tell you what, I want us to just make a faith declaration as we're drawing toward the end of this. God wants us to be super moms and super dads. He wants us to be super step parents. He wants us to be super singles because His strength is what makes us be super, don't you know? We're called to be able to stand, live a life differently than the world has, a different attitude as well. So I want us just to read this aloud. Put it up on the screen for me if you would there, Mr. Frank. I appreciate that. I like this. I'm going to read it out loud. Then we're going to read it out loud together. I like this. I'm speaking this over myself. I want you to speak it in faith over your life as well. At the right time, I'll experience my breakthrough. I'll continue to press on in faith and keep an attitude of victory. I will see my harvest of blessing and live as an overcomer in every area of my life. I will keep doing good. I will keep declaring the promises of God over my life. I will keep loving people like I was never hurt. Now, Lord God, as we make this declaration over our life, Lord God, I'm surrendering my life to You. And Lord, I'm declaring the truth of this, Lord God. I'm making a verbal declaration, Lord, knowing that really I'm putting my faith and trust in You. believing, God, for your word that promises if I'm faithful in doing what's good, and that's what these confessions are, God, things I'm going to do that are good, that I will reap a harvest. And Father, I declare that in my life. I declare that in the grandfathers and the grandparents and that stepmom, Lord God, and that divorced woman today, Lord God, in that child, Lord God, in every one of us, we will see what's good in Jesus' name. Come on, read it out loud with me. You ready? 1, 2, 3. At the right time, I will experience my breakthrough. I will continue to press on in faith and keep an attitude of victory. I will see my harvest of blessing and live as an overcomer in every area of my life. I will keep doing good. I will keep declaring the promises of God over my life. I will keep loving people like I was never hurt. And finally, my last one, I will keep hoping, keep believing, and keep standing. Can you say that? I will keep hoping, keep believing, and keep standing in Jesus' name. Dads, let me encourage you that you and God's strength are able to overcome. You need to see yourself the way God sees you. Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but power and love, self-discipline, and a sound mind. Dad, you can overcome. You can be that victor. I want every dad who's in here, if you would, you're super. I want you to make your way right up here right now. Every dad in the house, if you're a stepdad or you're a soon-to-be dad, or if you're one of those men who wants to be a dad, I want you to come up here. We've got a sweet gift. It's a chocolate tie. We're going to put in the hand of every dad today. We're going to be praying a prayer of blessing.
Thank you for connecting with us today. I hope you were encouraged by this recording. I'm Greg Simon, pastor of Valley Fellowship. More resources and more information about our church are available at valleyfellowship.com. We invite you to come and join us for worship. See for yourself how exciting church can be as we glorify the Lord Jesus Christ together.